We're back on KCRW's Good Food. I'm Evan Kleiman. It's that time again. LA Times restaurant critic Bill Addison is here with a new review. Hi, Bill.
Good morning, Evan.
Where are we headed?
We are headed to a Glendale strip mall, to a restaurant situated between a donut shop and a nail salon. Windows are blacked out. Its door is blacked out. There's red brick facade. You don't know what goes on behind this facade, save for pictures of dumplings and cheesy bread and some chicken sticking out of sauce with pomegranate sprinkled on it.
Okay, so what kind of cuisine are we in for?
Georgian Armenian food. The restaurant is called Havlabar. The name refers to a district in Tbilisi, the capital of Georgia, that has been a traditional community for the Armenian population there. The owner, Gohar Moradian, is Armenian. And so the menu goes in those kinds of directions, two-thirds Georgian, one-third Armenian.
I know that the photograph of the review, the key photograph, is just, it looks like a cheese pizza gone awry.
The thing to get there, the thing to start with, is khachapuri, which has achieved some Instagram immortality of late for the version, the Ajerulian khachapuri, or the coastal khachapuri, which is the canoe-shaped boat stuffed with melting cheese and butter and egg that you kind of stir in together and like scoop up with pieces of the bread. They do not serve this kind of khachapuri. If you like that kind of khachapuri, Banwi serves a very good version of it. But it's kind of nice. It's fun because you get to try some different variations at Havlabar.
Yeah, khachapuri is one of those breads that, as many different communities there is a different marquee khachapuri.
Absolutely. In all regions of that country, in variations in the city. The thing to order at Havlabar, the khachapuri to order at Havlabar, is filled with sulgani. So it's bread that is wrapped around this cheese that's a little in texture like mozzarella, maybe a little denser. And the bread itself is grilled over skewers. And so it comes out with a texture that's somewhere between bread and pastry. And the cheese inside never quite gets molten. So it stretches, but it doesn't quite ooze.
I have to ask, just because I'm American, yeah. Is there a dipping sauce? Is there a condiment? Or is it just throwing yourself into bread and cheese?
It is just, you are at the mercy of the pleasure of bread and cheese.
Well, that's okay.
Welded together, yes.
So if we start with that, is there any hope of tasting anything else after?
The other carby delight you want there is the khinkali or khinkali, which are the Georgian soup dumplings. They're very grand looking, bigger than the ones maybe we in Los Angeles know better from Din Tai Fung.
So these are gigundo.
They are gigundo, yes.
And they have that little top knot.
Right. And so you pick them up and sort of take a bite and sip the soup out, but you never eat that kind of dense top. And again, no condiment necessary. They are self-satisfying.
So when I think of both Armenian and Georgian cuisine, I think of salads. I think of that whole part of the meal that's sort of like starters and salads.
There is one standout there. It's called pikkali. It's the presentations of spinach and eggplants and beets that are each separately pureed and then shaped into rounds and zinged with vinegar and spices like coriander and fenugreek.
Wow.
Yeah, you need that in there. The other, the picture of the chicken out front directs people to a specialty called satsivi, which is an herbed walnut sauce, and it's served chilled. But in Los Angeles, that's kind of refreshing. So that's pretty much the menu. The thing to know about Havlabar, too, is that it might be empty. It might be full of partying Armenians who are having huge feasts. You don't know exactly what you're going to walk into when you step through the darkened door of this restaurant. This is a place, it's a fun place to check out for food that feels in the wheelhouse of flavors that we understand in Los Angeles, but kind of goes in its own specific directions.
Well, it sounds wonderful.
It's really fun. Come with me, Evan. Let's go back.
I would love to go. I've been speaking with LA Times restaurant critic Bill Addison about Pavlovar in Glendale. Find a link to his review on the Good Food website. That's kcrw.com/goodfood.